7:08. Welcome to September. Welcome to Labor Day. Welcome to a rather intense news day as we continue to cover Hurricane Gustav and its impact on the Republican National Convention. And all weekend long, we've been talking about John McCain's shocking announcement on Friday that his running mate, his vice presidential running mate, will be Sarah Palin, the 44-year-old governor of Alaska. Interesting that this year we're going to have a presidential candidate who grew up in Hawaii and a vice presidential candidate who grew up in Alaska. So let's go to Alaska and talk to a guy who knows a little bit about her because he's the morning guy on KENI in Anchorage. That's kind of the WLS of Alaska. And while they're calling Sarah Palin Mrs. Wright, they call Rick Rydell Mr. Wright. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Paul Harris, may I say, and it's an honor to be on with you, sir, such a legendary broadcaster on the Big 89 WLS.
Thank you. I appreciate you waking up early on your day off because I know you're not working this morning.
Yeah, so, this is my day off. So
I appreciate you taking time to come on and tell us a little bit about your governor. She's very popular up there in what is a pretty overwhelming red state, right?
There is a large popularity if you look at the polls. It's an interesting contradiction. If you look at her rating, a personal rating, she'll get anywhere between, it's kind of controversial, between maybe a 65 and an 80. Of course, even a 65, what politician wouldn't want that? But then if you look at policy, you'll see policies of hers down in the 35s or 40s. So interesting contradiction in personal versus policy in Alaska.
All right. Now, let me ask you about something that she mentioned in her speech on Friday and which a lot was made of this weekend. And that is that she defeated the bridge to nowhere. What's the real story behind that, as far as you know?
Yeah, the real story behind the bridges to nowhere, of course, our congressional delegation fought very hard. We have, you know, roughly one-fifth the size land mass of the entire 48 United States, and we basically have only 10 highways here. Bridges are very few. Roads are very, very small, not very well maintained. We have a population base of 677,000 people. Congress took away the earmark on the bridges to nowhere, as they became. One was the Gravina Island Bridge out of Ketchikan. The other one was the Kinnickarm Bridge across from Anchorage to the Mat-Su Valley, it's called, across Kinnickarm. The money still came to Alaska. Sarah Palin was very supportive as a candidate running for governor on that and spoke often in the papers about how fast Ketchikan really needed that access. Ketchikan is separated from its airport by a waterway, and that's what the Gravina Island Bridge was going to connect. Then out of the blue, after she became governor, seemingly right after John McCain started to attack the bridges to nowhere, she came out and said the one to Ketchikan would not be built, and she kept the money and spent it on other projects.
Is it safe then, Rick, to say that she was for it before she was against it?
That's exactly what we're taking it to be up here, yeah.
Okay. Interesting tack on that. Now, another thing I read online in the Anchorage Daily News is that her mother-in-law isn't sure that she's going to vote for the governor.
You know, I had not heard that. I'm not positive I am either, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's talk about your take on her. Why are you not sure that she's the right person for the job?
All right. Well, first of all, you have to understand my perspective is that of a Reagan Goldwater conservative, that is limited government, less taxes, more liberty, more freedom, the whole nine yards. Sarah Palin is charismatic. She's charming. She looks like the girl next door, but she's a contradiction in ideology. She is staunchly pro-life. Abortions will not be performed under any circumstances for any reason. She's a lifetime member of the NRA. However, in her 1.5 years in office, she has raised taxes to the highest level of any tax in the state history. We've only been a state for 50 years, and she's raised our taxes as highest as they've ever been. Matter of fact, we have a marginal tax rate on oil and gas in the state of Alaska that exceeds that of Hugo Chavez. Couple that with the two budgets that she's done. Our last year general fund operating budget increased by 23%. The one before that, the first budget she put out increased by 15%. On the fiscal side of things, Governor Palin embodies the term tax and spend liberal.
So why is it that we keep hearing that she's a conservative and a reformer?
Well, there was, I think Governor Palin gets a lot of credit for things maybe she shouldn't get credit for. She pressed an ethics charge against the chair of our Republican Party because he had, working on a state, in a state position, had sent 26 political emails, 17 of which were between his home and his state computer. Now, that broke the ethics laws, the Executive Branch Ethics Act. That turned out to be quite a media circus, and she got a lot of credit for that right before the FBI began to indict some of our lawmakers here on real corruption charges. And I think she's getting a little help from that tide.
Okay. What about Sarah Palin took on the oil companies?
Yeah, Sarah Palin took on the oil companies by raising the taxes higher than Hugo Chavez. And if that's something that we think is going to lower the gas price, I suppose that's good. I don't know that I've ever seen raising the taxes on a company lowering the prices on their product before, though.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the connection to her husband and the oil industry. I know he works on the North Slope, right?
Yeah, he works as a heavy equipment operator for one of the oil companies on the North Slope. It's a job that was, interestingly enough, promised when she ran for the governorship that she said he wasn't going to take because many people were asking who was going to stay home and take care of the kids. And then right after she got elected, he went back to work up on the North Slope.
Sounds to me like you're more of a libertarian conservative than she is.
Yes, like I said, a very very Reagan-esque Goldwater conservative.
All right, let me ask you two more things about her. I understand that she wants evolution and creationism taught side by side in the schools, and I understand that she's a global warming denier. True, false?
She is a global warming denier. However, I do believe she created a sub-cabinet in the state on global warming. The creationism thing has that's been confirmed many times.
Okay.
She wants that taught in the schools, yes.
All right. The final sum up here, Rick. Good choice, bad choice by McCain.
You remember the Cleveland Browns game against the Bears? It was almost as if Barack Obama was the Bears and John McCain was the Cleveland Browns, 6 points down late in the fourth quarter. Seems like John McCain is throwing a Hail Mary pass into deep, deep coverage, and we won't know if it's a touchdown or an interception for 66 days.
Well put, Rick. I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting up early.
A pleasure and an honor, sir.
Rick Rydell, Alaska's Mr. Right, the morning guy on KENI, the WLS of Anchorage, Alaska. Here on the Don Wade and Roma Show with Paul Harris on the Big 89 WLS.
More with Paul Harris in for the vacationing Don and Roma coming up with traffic and weather next on 890 AM WLS.